blood?
Yes, yeah. Some of it, some people use
they got
to
red
make,
boudin and white boudin.
Yeah.
The red?
Red boudin is made out of, they got blood.
Blood and blood meat with. Too, they mix that, put that meat with the blood too, you yeah. see, once it's ground.
And then that's the
red boudin,
the red
they
boudin
calls it.
And the
red white. Boudin takes more season than the white one, because it's got to be a little strong, a little more salt in it than the white boudin.
What do you season it with? Salt?
Salt, pepper, onions, bell pepper, you parsley.
Mm-hmm.
It takes more seasonment than the white one.
Mm-hmm. You know those kind of little onions that you pull up and eat when they're still young? You know what I mean?
Not garlics.
No, the little.
How do you call them? Some tupinambou? Not tupinambou.
No.
Poirot. It's like an onion. I know what you're talking about.
You hear shallots?
Yeah, charlotte. Charlotte. I know what you're talking about.
That's a French word?
Yeah. They say charlotte, they call them.
Charlotte?
French.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. But I think, like you said, it's most the name, the proper name for all. Charlotte, you call them. They're real small.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of anything called scrapple or cripple or pawn horse made out of hog?
Out of hog?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What can you make out of the hog's head?
Hog head cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Make cheese. Do you ever eat cheese? Hog head cheese? No.
Uh-uh. What does it taste like?
It's real good. It's
hey, Lottie, when you make crackling, what you just add?
The skin.
Well, what you call it? The name just before it?
Pawn horse? Crackle?
Crackle, yeah. That's sausage. You make that out of that whole skin, you know, that
the crackling.
Oh, yeah.
The crackling.
The lard.
The lard, that's where you get your lard from.
What about out of the liver? Can you make anything out of
that? Well, the livers, they put that in boudin.
Anything, any other way of tasting the liver?
Well, some people stew it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it in the stew. Cut your liver real fine,
mm-hmm.
by a little, not too big,
mm-hmm.
little pieces. And you make your roux like when you want to make a gumbo, and it makes a real good stew.
Mm-hmm. What do you make, what do you cook in a gumbo?
A gumbo?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it all depends if you want chicken meat or duck meat.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I usually mix a gumbo out of. Shrimps.
Mm-hmm. Do you put any vegetables in it?
Oh, onions and bell pepper, celery, but no other type of vegetable.
Do you have
okra gumbo?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you when you make okra gumbo, well, you can use the okra.
Uh-huh.
And you can use a chicken too in okra gumbo.
Mm-hmm.
Shrimps. Onion, bell pepper, celery, makes it a real good, but in the soup you use a different type of vegetable.
Mm-hmm. What about something made out of the hog's blood? Do you make anything?
Other than boudin, no.
Other than boudin. And which
probably something else you can use it for, but that's the only thing that I know it's used
uh-huh.
for, that I can use.
Mm-hmm.
I use it to make boudin.
Say, whiskey that's made out in the woods.
Whiskey?
Uh-huh. What would you call that?
That's made out of wood?
That's made
no.
out in the wood,
they
you know.
Make it in the wood.
Oh, yeah.
It's
what would
not
I,
legal whiskey.
Yeah.
What would
steel.
I call it?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Steel.
Steel.
That's the way
moonshine,
you know.
Do you ever hear moonshine? Uh-huh.
That's what Roy was just asking.